Hey friends, welcome back to Faith to Impact. It's your host, Dustin Hill. This is going to be a quick episode today, but I wanted to share a lesson that was given from Kobe Bryant. So he's a, you know, one of the best NBA players that ever played. And he shared this quote, or he was telling his buddy Draymond Green some advice. And it sounds like, you know, this was, again, a lesson that I heard from Draymond Green when he was on the Apple Watch. There's this talk where he just talks as you walk type of thing. And so it was interesting to be able to learn about that. And he just, like, Draymond talked about how 2016 was like the lowest point of his career. They were doing really well, but there was just a lot of negativity around him. And you know, he did some things that weren't great, but then also just the media and people all over the world just didn't have this great view of him. And so it was really weighing down on him, and it was really difficult. But it sounds like Kobe was actually a really, helpful mentor. And he was someone that, he pretty much anyone that in the NBA could call him up and he would be willing to help him out and do workouts or do these different things with anybody. And so it was really cool to be able to hear that. But, you know, during this really low moment, Draymond was like, just wasn't sure what to do. He was really down on himself. And, like, again, with all the media and everything around him, just like felt like everything was caving in on him and he wasn't sure what to do. And maybe you felt like that too. Maybe you felt like that before, where you just feel like everything's working against you, or you're not sure like where you stand and seeing different things that are going on in your life. But basically, Kobe had talked to him and said that, you know, I mean, at this point, Draymond was like, they were, I think he was actually in the finals when he had this call. And he, you know, Kobe just said, hey, you know, Draymond, you have to know that 99% of the world is okay with mediocrity at best, and or even worse than that. But like at best, it's mediocrity. And so think about that, though. What he was saying is 99% of people in this world are okay with mediocrity. And I don't know if that's an actual study, if we know that for sure, that's actually 99%. But really, the point is that there's a lot of people in the world that are okay with just being okay. And actually, I think AT&T has a commercial around that too. Like, okay is not okay. And talks about like, hey, you go into this doctor's office and you're sitting in there waiting for a surgery, and he comes in and he's like, hey, so like, have you ever done this before? No. Have you? No, I've never done. And so like, basically this doctor just is like, whoa, like, what is he talking about? Like, how do you not know what you're doing? Like, I don't feel comfortable being here because of that. But obviously a doctor has to go through school and they learn these things, and they have to do that so that they're not mediocre. But just to think about that, how, you know, when you're trying to do something, that you gotta truly believe in yourself. And what Kobe was kind of getting at too with Draymond is to not worry about what everyone else is thinking. Don't worry about what they're saying, the comments and all these different things. You just have to push forward with what you truly believe and go and do that. Because if you listen to what everyone else says, you know, like he says, 99% of people are just want to be mediocre, then it's like, they're not going to help you get forward. Like, you are doing something amazing. And so I wanted to encourage you to continue to push for being better than mediocre and to do the very best that you can. I know for me, when I first got my like first bad review on the podcast, that it was a 1-star and they didn't even say anything, but it was just barely starting out. And I had like a 1-star review and I was kind of just like, man, that's lame. And just as I thought about it later, I was like, I have no idea who that is. And maybe it's someone really influential and they're like, yeah, he's not very good. But for the most part, what I thought is probably this person is not doing anything like a podcast. They're not putting themselves out there. They're not doing anything like this. And they just want to kind of shoot down the dreams of other people because they're like, well, that looks really cool, but like, it's not that good, or, you know, whatever, that type of thing. And so I just want you to excel over that. And so look at, you know, the comments and the other things that are bringing you down and just be like, you know what? I'm not going to worry about that. I know where I'm heading and what I'm doing, and I want to do that. You know, and as you know, this show is all about faith, family, and impact. And those are the three core areas that we focus on. And so make sure to continue to look at that and do the very best that you can and not worry about what other people are thinking, because a lot of other people, they don't have the same vision that you do. They don't have the same goals that you do. and they may not even be trying to do the best like you are. And so know that you're doing awesome and keep it up. And as you stick with it and as you continue to push forward, you'll continue to find success in all of these areas of life. And I'm excited to continue to hear about your progress. So thanks so much for tuning in. We'll keep this one short today. And I hope that this helps you to know, hey, it's better to go above and beyond mediocre.